Britannia, Day 42. Hello, I'm Lady Machiavelli, and you're listening to Britannia Network News. In the headlines today, BNN reporter Drennan has recharged his crystal and is again in contact from inside Trinzic. We take you there live. Drennan?
Hail, Lady Mach. As you no doubt have heard, the undead army has taken control of the city. Both the west and south gates have been sealed. Barring magical travel or boats, there is no way in or out of the city. We've set up a temporary safe house in the Shining Path Armory, and I'm here with the shop's owner, Gregor.
Well, Drennan, I've lived in this city all my life, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let some walking corpse drive me from my home. I may not be able to fight too well these days since my run-in with the Gazer a few years back, but me and the boys been making weapons and armor all night for those who can fight.
And I'll bet you're making a tidy little profit there too, huh?
Profit? Profit? What's wrong with you, man? We're fighting for our freedom here, and you think I would charge for my weapons? We've got skeletons living in the barracks, the rusty anchors full of zombies, and Lord only knows who created that stench in Tinker's here. Bah! Get out of my sight, prophet! The nerve!
Back to you, Lady Mach.
Drennan, do the people there have any idea why the monsters have sealed off Trinzic?
From what little we can piece together, they seem to be using the city as some kind of staging ground. Their purpose is anyone's guess. Whatever it is, it can't be good. I'll update you again if we're able to find anything.
Thank you, Drennan. It seems we have a mystery to solve in Trinzic. As always, BNN will be on the lookout for any further developments. And that's the news. I'm Lady Machiavelli for BNN.